A Cambridge woman says her sustainable business is a labor of love and sawdust. "It's really been a fun road," said Jordan Peiro, owner of a shed in the forest, who makes wooden home decor and toys. Started in 2016, the business developed following Peiro's wedding where she DIYed her wedding decorations. Currently, she operates a shed in the forest part-time while working at a vet clinic. From searching for local wood to carving out her products, Peiro is involved in the process from start to finish. "I wanted the less carbon footprint, and I am a bit of an DIYer, so I started making things and I really enjoyed the process," she said. "There's a lot of plastic in this world, and wood is a lot more sustainable and biodegradable at the end of the day, no packaging, no processing, and it's a lot less of a carbon footprint." To gather materials for her products, Peiro scours the area and has enlisted help from her friends and family to keep an eye out for fallen trees. "I'm a bit of an opportunist. We have a couple friends who have farms, so if they have a tree that comes down in a storm, I'm on that," she said. By sourcing local wood, a shed in the forest offers a little bit of variety in the wood grain seen within the products, from birch, to black walnut, to buckthorn and more. "I also like to educate people about the different kinds of woods, because why not? It's something different and helps people identify trees on their walks," said Peiro. As part of her commitment to sustainability, Peiro only uses dead trees for her products. "I don't take anything that's standing just live, I like them to serve their purpose," she said. Peiro has a fine arts degree and learned to use tools by her parents, who own a construction company. All the designs on her products are hand-drawn and are transferred as a digital image to trace and reproduce. For some products, like her insect coasters, Peiro said she uses real objects to recreate those images as much as possible. "They're one of a kind," Peiro said about the original drawings. After giving birth to her son, Peiro began making wooden toys. As her son gets older, she plans to eventually transition her business from home decor to toy making. Following between 10 to 15 steps per toy, Peiro said it takes her around 20 minutes to make one. "It's really important to me that the toys he's playing with are locally sourced, handmade and not made of plastic," said Peiro. "I've always tried to be eco-conscious in my decisions, and while there are some things that are harder to avoid than others, this seemed like a simple substitution. Reducing our footprint became even more important once we had our son, both to be an example to him and for his generation." The toys Peiro currently makes are wooden animals, drawing inspiration from animals that are native to Ontario as part of mixing education with play. "I love focusing on native plants, native species, and I'm trying to focus on native animals that can be found within Ontario," said Peiro. "So on the side of them, it says exactly what the animal is. It doesn't just say it's a bear, it's a black bear." Speaking of local animals, Peiro explains the name of her business comes from the Antlers white-tailed deer shed during the winter. Growing up, Peiro said she and her father would go for hikes in the spring, hoping to find shed antlers. "To find that shed was always a cool lucky find, so when you come across my stuff, I hope it's that it's your cool and lucky find at the end of the day." With the holidays coming up, Peiro will be participating with other small businesses in an online event called Christmas in Cambridge, which starts November 22 and ends December 20. Her products can also be purchased online at Asht in the Forest Company site.